Now, to an entire class of artists who often spend their careers underappreciated, the life of a background singer is a lonely one indeed. Sure, you get to sing woo-woo and uh-huh before adoring crowds, but the crowds are always adoring someone else. As part of our series Musicians at Work, I spent some time with a successful background singer with solo aspirations of her own. Tiffany Riddick is currently on tour as one of three women supporting R&B superstar Beyoncé.
Baby, I'm so proud, proud to be your girl. You make the confusion go all away from this cold and mixed world.
Life without you here with me, dangerously in love, in love.
Last week, I went backstage to meet Tiffany Riddick before a Beyoncé show at Washington's Verizon Center. She said she came very close to missing out on working with Beyoncé altogether.
Someone called me who knew of auditions that were going on and said, I think you'd be a good fit. I told her about you. You should go. But I received the message probably a day or two later, because I was terrible with my voicemail. So by the time I heard about the opportunity, they had also already filled the position. But the creative director, she did give me the opportunity to audition nonetheless and said, I'll keep you in mind. And like with many things, you sort of put it in the back of your head, like I'll never get called back. She was just trying to be polite. And I remember she wrote my phone number down on a piece of like bubble gum paper.
A bubblegum wrapper?
Little bubblegum wrapper, something really small. So I pretty much left there feeling, okay, it was a great opportunity to say I auditioned for Beyoncé, but I didn't really expect anything. And 2 years later, almost, she called me back. Luckily, I had the same phone number. And I was fortunate enough to not have to audition just because I had already met with her earlier.
So you've worked with the likes of not only Beyoncé Knowles, but Mariah Carey,
yes.
Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
Do you have to have the right fit with the star? How does that work?
Absolutely. In addition to probably a personality match and just being able to, for instance, an artist like Beyoncé is a very, very hard worker. And if you're not conditioned to work as hard, if not harder, then it probably wouldn't be the best fit for you. But other than characteristic or personality traits, it's also musical aspects in terms of tone, texture of your voice. For instance, if it's a song that's more of a ballad and requires a softer texture, you need to be flexible enough to adapt.
How do you balance your role as a background vocalist with still trying to give your best performance and not upstage Beyoncé?
Right. Well, the wonderful thing that I love particularly about Beyoncé is that while she's a very successful artist, she's not at all intimidated by the success of other artists or the talents that they have. We do have several portions in the show where she allows us to show some of our musical talents. But then also, I guess it's just a matter of knowing the role that you play. I'm also an artist myself. I'm also a gospel recording artist. But I know that at the moment, that's not what my position is. So it's sort of an investment. You know, you sort of step back, and then I truly believe that great things could come from it.
You say she gives you a moment to showcase mm-hmm. your stuff. What is it that you get to do during that moment when the spotlight is on you?
It's during the segue from her song, actually one of Destiny's Child songs, Say My Name, transitioning into Jumping Jumping. And we sort of do a gospel-influenced version of Jumping Jumping. And during that time, she introduces us to the crowd, and then she actually steps to the side and just allows us to sort of take it away. So it's great. It's fun, really fun.
Can I ask you to give me a little sample?
Okay.
Ladies, leave your men at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. It's 11:30 and the club is jumping.
Lovely.
Thank you.
How many of you are there?
Three.
Three background vocalists,
yes.
Do you three form a bond?
Oh, wow. We're like sisters. And we get along like sisters. We fight like sisters. We love, you know, each other like sisters. So we have a wonderful bond.
What do you wear?
Oh, wow. We actually have dresses similar to, I guess you could say they're adapted from the Dreamgirls movie that Beyonce was the star in. So we're dressed in 60-styled sequins dresses, all black, and bob wigs, very 60s era.
Do you all do any little dances?
Oh, yes. Yes. We actually told Beyonce that after this was over, we were going to have a diet called the Beyonce Experience Diet, because we move so much on stage that collectively, we've probably all lost about 80, 90 pounds since the beginning of the tour, just because we're so active on the stage.
Maybe yeah. You need to show me a few of those moves.
I could. I really, really had a good time.
I read in your bio material that you sort of struggled at some point with whether this was the right path to take.
Right.
And that you even had some record executive say you didn't have the look. What did that
mean? Yes, a record executive that will remain unnamed actually told me that while I had the vocal ability, I didn't possess the particular look of a recording artist, whatever that is. And that he didn't think that I would be able to compare with the artist on his roster. And that was definitely a blow. And it caused me to reevaluate. It did cause some doubt initially, you know, to say, okay, is he really right? And do I have it? And then later on, I realized that that was his flaw, not mine. But it helped me build character as well. And it gave me more of a reason to want to pursue, while my personal goals may not be completely and totally aligned with this particular opportunity, this opportunity has showed me how I can be successful in my own career and sort of surpass maybe what some others might have said.
This has been fun talking to you.
You as well.
Do you have a favorite part in the show? Is there a favorite song, something that just every night moves you every time?
Flaws and All.
Am I pushing it if I ask you to sing me a little sample of that one?
Oh, okay. I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning. I can be really mean toward you. I don't know why you love me. And that's why I love you. Catch me when I fall. Accept me, flaws and all. And that's why I love you.
Tiffany Riddick is one of the background singers on the Beyonce Experience Tour. This week, they visit Denver, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and San Diego. Riddick says she expects her debut solo CD will be released early next year. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.